Let's go ahead and open the door and welcome into the bunker, Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
What up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what up, you homos?
Chris.
Give us a high five.
Yeah, high five.
No.
Yeah,
no.
High five. Forced high five.
I couldn't help it. I had to raise up my hand.
Bear hug.
Keep your distance.
Butterfly kiss. Willy.
Stop it.
Yeah. What up?
You're doing all the stuff you're not supposed to be doing right now.
Why not?
Well, we have a virus that's being passed around.
Oh, great. You guys falling for that hoax? Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Are you're a virus truther?
Yeah, I've heard you can't get it if you're under 65, so I think we're all pretty safe.
Nobody has said that.
Yeah, I'm like 70 years younger than that, so I mean, come on. You know? Also heard you can't get it if you're really ripped. I mean, look at these abs.
No, that's not true.
I have to get it to him. Yeah, he's pretty ripped.
No way I'm getting the COVID.
That doesn't matter.
No way. Also heard you can't get it if you're extremely sexually active. So
not true.
I'm totally safe there, bro.
That's not true.
Totally safe there, bro. You know, a lot of people are like, but a lot of my buddies are like, oh, man, Chris, man, we can't get near as much tail now because of the whole COVID.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, dude, you know, I just, like, I'm safe. Like, I only sleep with girls that look clean. So I think that I mean, I can totally tell if a girl's all COVID-ed up.
Oh, you cannot tell.
Yeah, the medical community may think that they're asymptomatic, you know, and there's no way to tell if someone's a carrier or not, but I can totally tell.
You can.
How?
Well, I don't want to get too explicit, but it has something to do with taste.
Chris, we don't like
the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
We don't like you.
But anyway, hey, listen, I wanted to come by for a couple reasons. Number one, I wanted to ask you guys, I need you guys to come out to a client meeting with me. Possible big ad campaign, and they want you guys to endorse them. It's a group of anti-vaxxers. They want to get together with both of you in tight quarters to buy some ads.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, get back to us on that one.
And also, I wanted to come invite you guys to my big party.
No.
Probably a bad idea. We're supposed to stay at home.
It's Chris's Party Cove COVID party.
Party Cove. You're still going to the Party Cove?
It's going to be my personal section of Party Cove, and it's the Party Cove COVID party. And we're going to get together and just kind of discuss what a hoax the whole thing is.
On the lake.
Chris, will you please leave?
Yeah, no, not at all, man.
You got a fountain or a Baja now? What are you going around
I got
doing?
A fountain and a Baja and a Bentley and an Aston Martin and a Vette. I got a classic Vette and an old Porsche. I actually got James Dean's old Porsche. It's been restored.
Oh, really?
I bought it.
I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah. Well, why don't you bring it up here sometime?
Nah, that's okay. And I've been hanging with my boys D Press and ZL.
D Press, Dak Prescott.
You guys may know him as Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott.
Yeah, we've heard of
y'all
them.
Y'all heard of them?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, they like play for the Cowboys or something like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've been getting together every day, but, you know, maintaining social distance for all you Cowboy fans out there worried about your superheroes, you know. You know, I know that people consider me and Zeke a superhero. And Dak, too, kind of. I mean, I'll throw him in there, too. But, yeah, we get together, man. Those guys crack me up. We came up with this funny game to see if we can spit into each other's mouths from 6 feet away.
Terrible idea. Yeah.
Still maintaining social distance and all, but Zeke is like best at it, man. And if Zeke is like hit me so many times, it's great. But I've hit Dak in the mouth like 40 times, so I'm pretty
good
too.
That's awful. Stop it.
You shouldn't be doing that. Hey, people need to take time right now to realize what a trying circumstance we're all in.
Oh, I thought this was nothing.
And as a matter of fact, my buddy who's on the PGA Tour says that the whole shutting down of sports thing has totally sucked for him and his family. He says that he can't even do his broadcast deal with Jim Nantz, and he's just stuck at home with Candace.
Oh, who's your buddy?
It's T. Romes.
No one's ever called him that.
T. Romes.
Yeah. And he just says that, man, life on the PGA Tour has just been so hard lately. But, you know, keep him in your prayers.
He's a broadcaster.
Totally keep him in your prayers.
You know Tony Romo.
Of course I know Tony Romo. Yeah. And all those guys, it's like, first thing they do when they become professional athletes is all like, hey, can you introduce me to Chris? Can I get to be inside the Chris inner circle? And it's like, oh, my God. So hey, mind if I give you guys lap dances?
Yes,
yes, we do.
Mind terribly.
All right, see you guys.
See you, Chris. Chris.
Okay,
see
ya. Yeah. I'll just jump right out the window here.
Okay. You know, I noticed he didn't drive here in his Aston Martin. He got here on a Lime scooter. So I think he's lying to us.
Yeah, he got here.
I landed on my Lime scooter. I think it's my spleen. Oh, I hurt. I hurt.
Oh, no. I don't want to get close to him.
No. And quite frankly, I don't care if he's dead.
I see. COVID Jesus.
Just get up, would you?
And an alligator. And Abe Lincoln.
There it is. Same vision every time.
Carl Weathers.
Oh.
And I just farted. And my Lime scooter's only got a 10% charge.
Oh, man. Maybe that's really bad.
Here, I'm going to hold a pillow over his mouth and put him out of his misery.
Keep your distance.
Through
the pillow, we hear he's all right.
Stay still.
There he goes, Chris from sales.